From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our gospel program. Do have your Bible open at John chapter 8, the verses 1 to 11, for in a moment we will continue our study of these verses. Tonight at 9 o'clock, in our evening gospel broadcast, I will be introducing a new featured sermon, which we will be giving away free to those listeners who request a copy. The sermon is a study of Ezekiel chapter 37, and the emphasis will be upon its prophetic teaching. That's that chapter all about the dry bones. The preacher is Dr. John Douglas. Join me tonight and hear the first extract from the sermon. Here's the Stithian combined choirs singing the lovely gospel hymn, Simply Trusting. After we enjoy their singing, we will turn to John chapter 8. Turning to John chapter 8, the verses 1 to 11, this is the second part of our study on the Saviour's teaching on adultery. Last week we considered how that the Saviour's actions, his apparent lack of interest in the accusations levelled against this woman, who was guilty of adultery, did not indicate an indifference toward sin. No, he is the God of whom it is said, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Psalm 5, verses 4 and 5. The Saviour's response rather highlighted the fact that he came upon a mission of mercy. He came to save, not to condemn. The Saviour makes this very plain on a number of occasions. John chapter 12, the verse 47, is one example. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He will one day judge the world, but on his first visit amongst men, mercy was the chief feature of his ministry. It is for that reason that he did not immediately condemn this woman brought before him. But he did not condone her sin. His words to her, after all her accusers had been forced to slip away, smitten by their conscience, as Christ uttered those wonderful words to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her," verse 7, show the Saviour's attitude toward her sin. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Verses 10 and 11. First of all, these words of Christ are words of pardon. "Neither do I condemn thee." The pardoning of this woman followed the exact same formula that we must follow today if we would enjoy God's pardon. She silently confessed her sin. What do I mean? I mean that she did not seek to justify herself or deny her guilt. When the Saviour asked for her accusers, she did not immediately burst into a litany of protesting her innocence. Nor did she challenge the Saviour when he said to her, "Go and sin no more." She could have said, "But I have not sinned. The accusations of these men were false." This was all the easier for her to do, since her accusers had left the scene. She could have sought to bolster any pretense at innocence by pointing out that her accusers had run away, but she did not. She silently acquiesced in her guilt. She confessed her sinfulness before Christ by not objecting to his exhortation to sin no more. Men and women, all listening to this broadcast today, heed me when I say that there is no salvation for those who will not humbly, openly, freely, and sincerely confess their sins before Christ. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Confession of sin to God alone must take place before we can know pardon. Remember the Saviour's words about the sinful man who prayed in the temple. And the publican,
standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Luke chapter 18, the verses 13 and 14. The other man in this instance was a very religious man, but one who did not consider himself a sinner in need of salvation. He went to hell because of that delusion about himself. Do not make the same mistake, dear listener. Christ's words to this woman include a call to holiness. Go and sin no more. The Christian is a person who is commanded of Christ to live in victory over sin. The nature of true repentance is wonderfully set forth in the Shorter Catechism, which we Presbyterians have taught our children for hundreds of years. Question 87 asks, what is repentance unto life? The answer given states, repentance unto life is a saving grace, whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, doth, with grief and hatred of his sin, turn from it unto God, with full purpose of and endeavour after new obedience. That, dear listener, says it all. That is what the words of Christ to this woman were all about. She went out from the presence of Christ with a new heart, in which there burned a hatred for her former sins and a determination to obey his word and live a life of holiness. That is what being a Christian is all about. It is being changed in the inside, being given a new heart, upon which is written the law of God. In the middle of this story, in John chapter 8, there is the little incident of Christ writing in the dust of the ground, verses 6 and 8. What the Saviour did visibly in the dust illustrated what he was doing invisibly in the heart of the woman. Listener, have you received the new heart? Has God written his law on your heart? Are you living for him rather than living for your sin? May you be able to answer yes to both these questions. Will you join me tonight at 9 o'clock? Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.